Welcome to Momstown 365, the daily podcast for mom creators. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. We're shining a light on mom creators and along the way bringing you tips, tricks, shortcuts, and breakthroughs. And this episode is brought to you by Podcast Weekend. Start, grow, monetize a podcast. Head on over to podcastweekend.com and check it out.
Okay, and this Inventing a Paycheck series on podcasting. So Inventing a Paycheck with a podcast.
So it's so appropriate that we're being sponsored by podcastweekend.com.
Exactly. So we have to go quickly because we have such, this is one of my favorite episodes. We have so much great content.
There's so much, but we had to go back to the last episode because we did say that we were going to talk about that one listener who deserves your attention, and we were going to tell you who that was. And the most important listener is the individual who is listening, not the audience. So when you are podcasting, you're talking to an individual.
One person.
One person. The listener is one person. An audience is a group of individuals. So when you address the wants and the desires of the individual, you then, by default, will address the needs of the audience. So an individual is the person that you is the most important listener.
Okay. So now,
Lesson three.
I'm just going to tell you the bullet points, and we're going to try and get through all of them. The power of a live show, the power of purpose and urgency, the secret that can set you apart from most podcasters, 8 critical features of an episode, the magic clock, and 7 ways to create a tight show. This is awesome. Okay.
It's really good content.
You want to start with this? This stuff is so good, almost every bit of it.
Go ahead.
Okay. The secret that can set you apart from most podcasters. Callers. Take callers. So you could come into the studio here, WS Radio. This is where Heather and I have had our home base since 2003. And it's internet radio. So we can have a guest in studio. We can have a guest on the phone. And we can also receive calls.
Okay. This is one of those other aspects, because I think when you're just ideating a podcast and then all of a sudden we throw in there take live callers, it can be overwhelming, just all the technical side of the equipment and then finding the host and the distribution and how to get it out on all of the different platforms and the yada yada yada, let alone build a website and all that. So taking callers could actually feel like it's another layer of difficulty. But actually, if you do it with the way we do it, we're kind of taking away all those other difficult factors.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It's much more natural than one would imagine. So you got to get your butt in the chair, headphones on, belly up to the mic.
But it involves being part of our Momstown Podcast Network.
Yes.
So we can help you kind of produce a show that way. Because there's just a lot of different ways to produce a podcast. This is just the way that we do it and the way that we prefer. Because it also helps with a lot of the other things that we talked about, including pod fade. Helps you be consistent.
Exactly. Okay, let's go through the 8 critical features of an episode. Now, all of these podcasts are going to be turned into a workbook type thing. So get your pencil ready if you want to jot some of these down, but you'll also be able to
access the full course. Yeah, for sure.
Number one.
The teaser. A teaser hooks the listener. It's a powerful statement, question, quote, soundbite, or natural sound that grabs the attention of the listener and draws them in. So we do our teasers kind of in the beginning. We do our intro, and then we do our teasers. We really kind of tell you the things that are coming up in that 10 minutes. And so our shows we produce very tightly, so we like to get to the content immediately. Mm-hmm. So we try and tell you what's coming up so that you know what to expect in the 10 minutes.
And number two, the intro. So we have our intro music. It's 30 seconds, and it fades up. So that's when we come in and say, welcome to Momstown 365, the daily podcast for mom creators. I'm Mary Goulet, and I have the writer. And then we basically introduce the open of the show, and that's really fast, guys. We don't want to drag it out.
Well, and it should be consistent. So our introduction is consistent. So we kind of it helps you get into the rhythm as a host, and it helps your listener get into the rhythm of it's familiar. They know what to expect coming up. speaking of the coming up, we also, that's kind of like the teaser that we talked about, how we formulate our show. Mm-hmm. We kind of implement the teaser into our coming up. So we go through the 3 to 5 points of things that people can expect in the coming up section of how we produce our podcast or our episode.
Plus, it keeps you organized. You know, okay, we're going to cover these 3 points, and then you can let conversation flow within them.
Yes.
Okay. So the first point, introduce the point with a brief sentence. And then point two is the same thing, and it can be building on the first point and help you transition to the next one.
Right. And that, which would be the next point, point three. So you should always have like, you know, three. It's like a design thing too, right? 3 to 5 always sounds better than 2 or 4. So having 3 to 5 points that you're going to go over in your episode. We also do a tease usually to the next segment. And that is to kind of draw people into downloading your next podcast episode. So we always, and it just kind of creates that, flow, you know, coming up in the neck, what you can expect. So then that person can decide for themselves if they want to go on to that next segment or skip to the next episode or whatever.
Right. And then, like I said, we have our intro music and we have our outro music, and both are 30 seconds. So when our outro music starts, we know 15 seconds in, we have to, or right away, we have to get out. So we write it down. And we modify it a little bit, so it doesn't have to be strict, but make sure you support yourself by having your intro written, your outro written, and any call to actions that you want to mention throughout a segment.
And then it's just not willy-nilly. It gives you that structure of each episode should have its own structure so that you don't forget things. And it sounds professional.
Right. Okay, so let me see on timing.
Well, we have the magic clock. Remember we teased it at the top of the segment?
Yes. All right. We have 2 minutes, so okay. Why don't we do the magic clock and try to get into the tight show?
Yeah, the 7 ways to create a tight show without editing. Okay. The magic clock, we've used over time a variety of different clocks. We've settled on, because we're doing a 10-minute podcast, for example, we do in the hour, we have our clock is 10 minutes, 2-minute break, 10 minutes, 2-minute break, 10 minutes, that's what we do. That's our clock.
And that gave us the maximum amount of episodes per hour. So we get 5 episodes an hour instead of 3-minute break, 11-minute segments. That only gave us 4.
So that also leads us into the art of batching, which we also talk about in an upcoming episode, which we will go over with you as well. So the clocks are very beneficial because they keep you on track, they keep you efficient, they keep you maximizing your time, mm-hmm. and they keep everything flowing. Okay, the 7 ways to create a tight show?
Yes, think like a producer and not just a host. Producer does most of the heavy lifting before going on air. Have a plan. It's critical to creating a tight and dynamic show.
And then also you can follow the tips in 8 critical features of an episode, which we lay out for you. And also it's really important, another tip number 3, is to prepare your guest. Your guest should know what they're walking into, so it's really great if your guest can provide to you like a little brief bio about them and the talking points that they want to convey, that they want to make sure that they get to. So by them providing talking points, you're kind of preparing them to as to what to expect, what the conversation will be during the episode.
And always have them listen to a couple of your episodes so they get the pace and tone, etc. Liberate your voice. Be comfortable with your ums and ahs. We mentioned that. Be professional. Your mic is hot.
All right. And again, keep that clock in mind and also think about that one listener. The most important person is not the audience, it's the listener.
Head over to podcast
Weekend.com.
Yes.
Check it out. And Momstown.com. Be bold, be creative. Momstown 365. We're here for you every single day.